Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky.
You are too.
We want to talk about
inspiration.
Which is really living in spirit.
It is. And we got to see that firsthand when we visited the Opportunity Center.
You know, there's something about blocking out the chaos of the external world and really getting inside your inside world.
I got goosebumps.
Getting in control of your thoughts, your feelings, and lighting up your soul. Mm. And when you can do all of that and somehow communicate that with God at the same time, there's something where your soul comes alive. Do you know the feeling that I'm talking about?
I do, because when we went to go visit the Opportunity Center, we saw this actually just physically manifest itself right in front of us.
So the Opportunity Center is a place in Kissimmee where adult individuals with intellectual disabilities can go and spend their days. And at the Opportunity Center, they not only provide training, they provide community integration. They have activities. I mean, they have, it's not only a fun place for them to go, but then it also provides experiences for the community to help get people out and about,
yeah,
really.
It's basically just a full place for assimilation and integration for day-to-day life.
Yes, yes. And so we decided, I did a speaking engagement on Saturday for the Opportunity Center, and I thought, you know, in order for me to speak, I really need to go experience it firsthand. So Jason and I, we signed up for the Friday music therapy class. That's what we signed up for. And I'm telling you, we didn't know what to expect. And so we go over there and it was a little different than I was expecting. I didn't know what to expect.
I didn't know what to expect either. And I just went in with an open mind, an open heart. And I had nerves. I mean, when you don't know what to expect, there's not a lot of planning.
Right.
You show up and you're like, I'm in it. I'm going to see what happens. And
yes,
when the door opened, there was a lot going on. I mean, there had to be probably 40, 50 people there.
Which is probably very common for anyone that goes to school during the day or is around a lot of people. But Jason and I aren't around people.
Yeah, we don't have kids.
So for us, we opened the door and it felt kind of loud and there was just a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah. Well, they had activities going on.
There were activities in one room. There was, you know, people checking in another room.
It was getting close to lunchtime.
And it just felt like a lot of people were talking all at once. And, you know, when people start talking, the levels just get louder and louder and louder. It was like that.
Yeah.
And anyway, we were greeted by Marie at the front door. She was extremely happy and she had worked there for over 20 years. And she prefaced it by saying, you know, it's not for everyone. It's where my heart is. Yeah. And she kind of did one of those chest bumps, you know?
What struck me is that she's been there for over 20 years, but she had the energy and the enthusiasm of someone,
yes,
who was there on their first week.
Oh, I'm so with you on that. I'm so with you on that. And how many people keep their job for over 20 years?
This is
more than a job. This is a family.
It's a
this
calling.
This was a family for her. This is her purpose. This is part of who she is.
She was in spirit.
She was living in spirit. That's exactly what I'm trying to say. And then the next two people we met had also worked over 20 years at the Opportunity Center, which I found that particularly unusual and fascinating. And in a good way, in a positive way. So then they take us into the back room where the class is going to be taken. And they have the seating set up in a circular,
almost like a
area.
Couple little, like a semicircle for around where the musician was going to be or the music teacher was going to be, and then a couple little semicircles back that were less or more loosely formed.
Yeah, because there would be room for people's wheelchairs and people to bring their walkers and
the little
all
bouncy
sorts of,
areas.
Yeah, all sorts of different things. So Jason and I sit down, and then they started, you know, bringing people in. And we were welcomed with such high energy, high spirit. People were so excited. They had such jubilation. And there was self-acceptance. There was radical,
it was
unconditional love.
Unfiltered love.
And it made Jason and I feel so good.
And special, yes.
Didn't you just feel good?
Yes. I felt it was
wanted.
Filling.
We felt wanted, yes. And needed and appreciated. Those are good feelings to have.
Yeah.
And then we sit down. I mean, everyone is in the circle, and we started doing the music class. And they started, you know, first thing they did was they handed out tambourines and drums.
And maracas.
And maracas and scarves. And I'm telling you, there wasn't a lot of beat going on. Is that fair to say? Or everyone maybe had their own beat in their own
the
head.
The first thing that I thought, just, I'm going to be transparent here, and I'm probably going to get some hate mail on this, but I was like, I probably would have just gone with the scarves because when the...
Oh, but
when
it's
the,
music
I know,
class.
I know.
It's music class.
I can't find a beat. Like, and I think when I think, so I start thinking of my own limitations.
Oh.
And what, and I had trouble keeping a beat, which what's funny is no one cared about the beat.
Nobody cared. The point is everyone played full out,
which encouraged me to not worry about my beat and just have fun and enjoy the music.
And
enjoy
nobody
the, enjoy
cared about inhibitions. Like they were just like, woo, let's play. Let's play. Now, how fun is that?
It brought my stress level way down when I let myself get out of it.
Let's stop worrying about perfection. Let's stop worrying about, oh my gosh, what if I do it wrong? Let's yeah. stop putting stress on ourselves about what if I make a mistake?
And it also brought my awareness up of when I was catching myself in my perfectionism and when I was off beat.
It doesn't matter.
It didn't matter.
And it does not matter.
And it allowed me to see how I was falling out of fun and how I was
falling out of
just being in the moment.
Exactly. Because we all have these limiting beliefs and we think, oh, well, you know what? These beliefs are making us better. You know, they're keeping us on beat. They're keeping us in tune to the music. It doesn't matter.
Keeping us in the flow of society.
They're keeping us from having fun is what they're doing.
And my soul has its own beat.
Right?
Yes.
Who cares? So what? So what? Okay, the third thing that happened was there was this man across from me. And he had made it known to everybody that he needed to go to the bathroom.
He made it known early.
He needed to go to the bathroom now. But he didn't want to miss out on music class.
Mm-mm. This is his time.
As the class was going, he, you know, started to kind of shift his weight a little bit, trying to make things a little less pressure.
Less uncomfortable.
It's
getting kind of urgent.
Yeah.
Urgent.
You know, let's hurry this class up because I got to go. I really got to go. And then, you know, the nurse would say, well, you can go to the bathroom. You know, you
Mm-mm.
can.
Missing this.
I'm not missing music class.
This is the good stuff.
This is what I've been waiting for all week long.
I need to dance. I need to sing.
This is why I'm here. And it got toward the end of the class where he was bouncing up and down. And I was like, wow, he must really love music class.
He's really got to go.
And the music teacher says, I've got one last song. If you pick the pink maraca, we're singing Barbara Ann. If you pick the blue maraca, we're singing Country Roads. And all of a sudden, Orlando, I believe, was another kid's name that yells out, blue maraca. So we sing Country Roads. The man who needed to go to the bathroom sits down and he found this inner calmness.
He transformed literally right in front of our face. No more movement, just this serenity just washed over him.
And we all felt it. Everyone in the room felt it. The room went from having 20 instruments all playing at once to a different beat to all of a sudden there was one man who was singing a solo at Carnegie Hall.
Yeah. He turned into John Denver in that moment.
He turned into John Denver and he knew
every word of that song.
Every single word, and he was on tune and it was beautiful.
Oh, just thinking about it now makes me tear up and get goosebumps.
I mean, he was in Country Roads. Take me home to a place where I belong. West Virginia, Mountain Mama. Take me home, country roads. You could have heard a pin drop. And what I really want to say is that there was a presence in that room. He was tapped on, tuned in, and turned up.
Yeah. And the beauty of the whole experience is that when we live in spirit, the way everyone in the room tuned into him, it's what we all look for in the world. We want to find that inspiration. And we all also want to be that inspiration. And it's okay for both. So we can go through the world being the inspiration, and we can go through the world looking for that inspiration. But we need to allow it and not worry about just all the other noise in society. Mm-hmm. Because the noise is happening all around us. And people are generating noise, and they're not in spirit because they're allowing all the noise to affect what they're dialed into.
Yeah. It was beautiful. And it just was a moment that Jason and I both felt so lucky and blessed. And we were just, I just felt lucky.
It's a moment.
I felt like we were living lucky.
I won't forget that moment.
I won't forget that moment either. I felt so, I just was in the right place at the right time. And the way he shut out the chaos of the outside and he tuned into his inner world, it's a lesson that I feel like we all need sometimes. Yeah. We need to tune out what is going on outside, and we need to tune in inside, and sometimes tune out what our thoughts are, tune out what we're feeling. I mean, he had to go to the bathroom that entire hour, and all of a sudden he tuned into something bigger, something higher, and it was extraordinary.
It was extraordinary.
Let's leave it at that. Thank you guys for joining us. My voice sounds a little off because we've had a big weekend.
We have had a big weekend. Keep living lucky. We'll see you on Wednesday.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.